one race that could determine which party will control the Senate next year is in Arkansas. The midterm there is on its way to becoming the most expensive race in the state's history. Democrat Mark Pryor is hoping to win a third term on his reputation as a down-the-middle guy. But since President Obama took office, Arkansas has grown even more Republican. NPR's Elsa Chang traveled to Arkansas and has this profile of Senator Pryor.
The operating principle in Arkansas politics is that everything is personal. People here expect their politicians to work to get their vote, to show up in their hometowns, their festivals, and their football games.
Victory!
And that's why Democratic Senator Mark Pryor is not going to let the first home game of the season for the University of Arkansas Razorbacks go to waste.
Hey, guys.
How are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Likewise.
Hey, guys. Mark Pryor.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you.
Good luck with it.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all's vote this fall.
Pryor is fighting for survival in a state that's turned a lot redder since his last race. And while he's up against a fiercely conservative House Republican named Tom Cotton, Pryor is still selling himself as he always has, the choice for the happy middle, the moderate who embraces bipartisanship. Arkansas has had a tradition of electing centrists, but the question now is, are those days over? Lance Johnson thinks so. He's from nearby Springdale and is in the construction business.
He's a real middle of the road, don't make waves, don't do anything, senator.
What's wrong with being down the middle?
Well, there's nothing wrong with being down the middle if you stand for something. I've met with Mark Pryor 5 or 6 times in 12 years. I don't know what he stands for.
So I asked Pryor, what does being a moderate stand for?
Well, I think the most important thing a senator can do is listen. And when you listen to people, you take their ideas, their views into consideration. And I don't know if that makes me a moderate or not, but it makes me a bridge builder and someone who's trying to bring people together.
And that's led to a record Republicans are trying to connect to a deeply unpopular president. But Pryor's positions there are mixed. He backed Obama on the economic stimulus package and the health care law, but he rejected measures to tighten gun control. His family and closest friends say walking that middle line, listening to every viewpoint, is a reflection of his fundamental personality. His father, David, who held Pryor's Senate seat for 18 years, remembers how his son struggled to work a crowded room.
Especially when he started out in politics, he might be in a fundraiser and there might be 300 people in the room and one person would start asking him questions. He would stay there for 45 minutes answering questions, you know, with 299 people just hanging out and waiting to shake his hand.
His son is soft-spoken and doesn't make waves, in or out of politics. Friends say Pryor's never even had a beer, and all the radio stations in his car are preset to gospel stations. His childhood friend Ford Overton calls him the perpetual peacemaker.
Whether it's a pickup game of trying to figure out who the five are going to be on the game, and you might get a couple of them arguing about, no, Mark will try to steer it to where everybody's good.
Yet while Republicans insist Pryor's center-seeking shows lack of conviction, many voters say they're turned off by the unwavering conservatism of his opponent, Tom Cotton. Even on such issues as the farm bill, Dow Brantley runs a 10,000-acre farm in the small town of England. As a combine chops down corn stalks, a brown haze swirls around us.
As he's pulling it down, these leaves are dead. They just crumble up.
I'm in a cloud of corn husks?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right.
Cotton voted against the farm bill this year because he said the cuts weren't deep enough. That seemed tone-deaf to farmers like Brantley, who depend heavily on the bill's subsidies. So he says Pryor's going to get his vote, but he knows a lot of people who will never forgive Pryor for supporting Obamacare.
For that reason alone, I think quite a few of my farmer friends are going to vote for Tom Cotton.
And that's how it goes for Pryor. In 2 months, he'll find out whether walking the middle these last 12 years has earned him more fans than critics. Elsa Chang, NPR News, Fayetteville, Arkansas.